Well, hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. We are approaching the 4th of July in the United States, and that's all about the Declaration of Independence. And there's been a lot in the news today that I heard actually twice, an interview with a woman named Danielle Allen, who wrote a book called Our Declaration. And listening to her, I got to thinking about the difference between blind obedience as a form of patriotism and mindful allegiance as a form of patriotism. So what does it mean, I asked myself, to be mindfully allegiant? And to whom or to what are you mindfully allegiant as opposed to blindly obedient? I don't think blind obedience serves anyone in the end. Not wholly. Anyway, wholly. So I am a proponent of mindful allegiance, if you have to be allegiant to anything. When I heard Danielle Allen talking about her book, and actually talking about the Declaration of Independence, I thought, well, there you go. That's a really fine analysis that she has brought to this document. And after I listened to her, I remembered that when I was quite young, because I tend not to be allegiant blindly, certainly not blindly, but I also tend to be a bit of a rebel. I am suspicious of groupthink. I think probably most independent artists are actually thinking deeply about their cultures and about doctrine and indoctrination. So I was indoctrinated early on to be a free thinker and to resist following the crowd for the sake of following the crowd. So I went through a phase when I was 13 in my history class, during a time where we all still had to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America. And I refused to recite the pledge. For one thing, in 1954, the two words under God were added. And when I think of that, it's just very offensive because it's a clear violation of the separation of church and state. So I suppose that was post-war fever, 1954. Nationalism is not very exciting for me, although I'm sure I'm very American in that attitude. And anyway, you know, the whole liberty and justice for all, I mean, that is going back to, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is the Declaration of Independence. So anyway, with a lot of the trouble that has again occurred in the world recently, I'm still opting for mindful allegiance as opposed to blind obedience. On the other hand, and this is the flip side of this coin, I know people who have come here in their adult life as refugees, and I know children of survivors of the Holocaust. I know Elie Wiesel has talked about that, the entirely different perspective. They put flags out on their lawns, and they are very, very proud patriots. I do want to be mindful of that aspect. I have never had to flee a country. I have never had to hope that another country would take me in. And I know there are a lot of reasons that people flee countries. I know that sometimes even American foreign policy is the problem that leads to people needing to actually flee their country. And then how ironic that they come here. But that's a whole nother story, and that's a different edition of Radio Lee. For now, I am aware that some people are really, really grateful that they're here, and I wouldn't want to deny their gratitude. So with that in mind, I'll close with a poem from my ebook, Without Haiku. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee. A thousand words for war. July's hot balm sees every lake fill with people of the world.